This is another interesting one. As someone who does use e-hailing platforms, mainly Uber, there's some significant changes, I think, and maybe challenges to what may be the norm, right? So I understand that an e-hailing drivers under this banner of Shesha, S-H-E-S-H-A, well, they want to go live tomorrow, May the 1st, right, across the province of Gauteng. And the plan is that there are specific areas of focusing on safety and some very unique benefits for, well, the riders, that's me, and the drivers as well. I'm going to find out more about it. Let's speak to Nomsa Mdluli, who's the spokesperson for Shesha. Nomsa, goodness, the last time we spoke, you were on the other side of the newsroom reading the news. So that's a long time ago.
Absolutely. It feels so strange now being on the other side of the mic being interviewed. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well. As you know, I'm also back on air after a long absence. So there we are. Things change in the world, right?
Yes, Ashraf. I've been following you for a while. Good to
Good.
Have you back.
Thank you so much. Right. To help us understand what's going on here. What is Shesha? What's the plan?
So Shesha is an e-hailing service that is proudly South African. And when this whole thing was conceptualized, we actually wanted to plug some of the holes that exist in the e-hailing space in South Africa, right? The first one was that there was a commotion between the taxi industry as well as the e-hailing industry. Mm-hmm. So before we could even begin operations, we needed to bring the two parties together so that there can be harmony as far as our operations are concerned. And as a result of that, the taxi industry actually even came on board and invested in the company. So that's one thing that is also so exciting. But another thing, as you touched on safety features, which is what a lot of our e-hailing users and e-hailing drivers have been complaining about. So we've kind of tightened that as far as, you know, verification is concerned. Our system is linked to the Home Affairs system. So there are a lot of ways in which we verify in order to ascertain that people are who they say they are. We've had drivers that have been attacked. We've had users that have been attacked. So we've made sure that we plug those holes as far as security is concerned as well.
Okay, so let's get the first things first. I mean, you effectively, I mean, I know Uber, I know Bolt, there could be many others. I don't know, but those are the ones that I'm aware of, right? You're saying in this first instance, this is a different e-hailing company that in fact will play in the same space. But what's significant, it's a partnership and your investor are the taxi operators as we know them. Yeah?
So the Gauteng taxi industry is part of the investors. But I must just reiterate or stress that this is not a taxi operation. This is an e-hailing operation. So the people that will actually be operating our vehicles will be people that are already in the e-hailing space.
Okay, got that, right. Now you've mentioned some of the features about plugging some of the holes that already exist. So how are you going to go about doing so? What are you going to do?
Okay, so obviously for drivers, we need to ensure that our riders are not being driven by people who've got criminal records, that they're not being driven by people whose identity has not been verified. So their ID numbers, facial verification, and banking information, all of that will be verified before they even start operating. We are also quite specific as well about the well-being of their cars. So we've actually taken all of these cars that will be, transporting our riders for checkups to make sure that people don't, get stuck on the road. And then we also have some very exciting features as well for users. Our prices are fixed, Ashraf. So whether you are using an e-hailing service during peak time or when it rains, our prices are fixed. I think that's something that riders would want to know about. And we also have an extensive network, so we'll be operating all across Gauteng.
Okay, so and I mean, so you mentioned point is Gauteng first. I gather the plan would obviously be to go national. I get that, right? And I suppose it would have the same tracking device that the other services like Ubers and Bolts have, right? Because I mean, that's a key part of safety. If somebody's in the car, we need to know where they are and how near they are to home or not, right?
Yes. So we adhere to keep to the international standards of e-hailing. So there will be tracking and all of that. As I said, the safety of our drivers and our users is paramount. But let me also touch on something that's very exciting as well, Ashraf, is that so we use a cash payment system, cashless payment system, mm-hmm. which is a wallet. But also, we have also recognized that there are people who don't have bank accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've actually done for them is that we have actually negotiated with prominent retail stores, and people who don't have bank accounts can actually go and buy the voucher and actually then load their wallet. Another thing that we're also planning to do in the near future is actually also make these vouchers available at spaza shops as well. You know, akin to airtime vouchers and all of that. So they're very interesting features that we've already come up with.
Okay. And I mean, bottom line to all of this, right? I mean, you see a gap in the market, and obviously the challengers then who are being challenged will try and improve their situation. Are you very concerned about the general issues of safety and drop-off in standards with the incumbent companies? Because I think many of us are.
We are. And Ashraf, to be honest, when we were busy doing the background checks with the and authenticating some of the documents, we actually picked up people who actually submitted falsified documents. And you actually ask yourself, and these are people who are already operating the e-hailing space. So you ask yourself, how were they able to bypass other systems?
That's a good question. You do know as well that many of the drivers from e-hailing companies, in fact, work for two companies. So they could actually end up working for three companies now.
Yeah. So with Shesha, because we've given a 10% stake to the Gauteng e-hailing Association Trust, we've given them a 10% stake in the company. So if one wants to become a full-time Shesha operator, there'll be a cutoff point where they will not be able to service other e-hailing companies, because we are actually giving them benefits. So through the trust, medical aid will be disbursed, bursaries for their children, disability insurance, and all of that. So we're giving them a sense of empowerment.
Okay.
You know, so yeah.
All right, I'll tell you what, I'm going to download the app and try and use it, and I'll let you know, because up to now, and I'm saying this with a smile, how do you know a car is an Uber car at the moment? You know, because one of the hubcaps are missing. That's my general observation around it. And I'm saying, Luli, thank you for your time. Check it out. Shesha. S-H-E-S-H-A. But hopefully we'll get them to tweet out the link to the app as well